It would have been a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that would have been like Jim Jones being alone with his flock. Are you high? Are you kidding? You think I'd sooner leave a pedophile with my nephews than leave you alone with my listeners?
One of these
days. How dare you, sir?
German work of art you drive is going to conk out. I remember one time, did you have to hitchhike in here one night?
No, one night. Well, let me set up the show and then I'll tell that story because it has been probably about 4 years. Anderson, I don't think you were here when that horrible thing happened to me. But anyway, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Bruce. You know him as Dr. Spaz, filling in for Dr. Drew. Is tomorrow night your last night?
Why?
How long have you been here? About a month? It feels like a long time. What has it been?
Let me...
Three days?
Like my friend about his marriage, it feels like 20 minutes underwater.
All right, so the story you speak of is one night, and this is years ago. This must have been about 4 years ago. I was driving in to do the show, and I had a little battery problem with the car I had. And the battery was not being charged by the alternator. It would hold some juice, but then I would go through the juice as I drove. And it was not being recharged as I drove. And I got like a jump start when it conked out in Studio City. I got a late start as usual. And I was driving down the 10. And it's back when I used to care about this show. And this is many years ago. All right. And I was driving down the 10 and the car crapped out. And the show was going to begin in about 12 minutes. And I was about two exits away standing on the side of the freeway at 9:47 in the evening.
What a feel.
Car wasn't going anywhere, and I wasn't going anywhere, and I was I thought it was very important that I get here before the show started. I hadn't been doing the show too long, and I thought that's the cardinal sin of radio, not to be here when the mic heats up. Although, I do it almost on a nightly basis.
Almost.
Now, back then, I was young and naive, full of piss and vinegar, and I still had the will to live. And it was important for me to get here before the show started. So I ran down the freeway off-ramp, turned right, ran down Overland Boulevard, and ran into a Winchell's Donuts.
Oh, that's right.
And I looked like a crazed madman because I was covered with sweat. My wallet, of course, was not in my pants. It was in my car. And I accosted a nice couple on the outside who was leaving
the donut shop.
Yeah. And I said to him, can you drive me? I'm about a mile from here. Are you leaving? Could you drive me? And they were like a little frightened of me because it was at night. And
when you told
them
you have your own
sweat.
Syndicated radio show.
No, I didn't tell them that.
Okay.
I said, I just need a ride down the street with that. I'm not a murderer. Could I do it? By the way, it's important when you're asking for people for rides not to even bring up murder. You shouldn't bring it up. I learned that now.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we can't give you a ride. Here's $5. Could you call a cab? And I said, now here's where they must have really thought I was nuts. I said, no, I need you to drive me. I need you to drive me. And they said, we're not comfortable with that. Here's $5. And I said, no, I don't want $5. Take the $5. No, I don't have time. I don't have time. Well, we can't drive you. I said, okay, keep your $5. And I ran into the whatever. Now, they must have been a little confused. Like, how often do you meet strangers covered with sweat in a parking lot? You try to give them money.
Did you have your hat on?
And they don't take
it. Was your hair short?
I was dressed like I normally am.
Okay.
Disheveled.
Yeah.
Slippers, sweatpants, tattered, semen-soaked sweatshirt. So then I run in and two good fellas. I mean, two guys that are like right out of Pritzi's Honor or something. These guys are good fellas, are coming out of this thing. And these guys, they look like extras from the Spartans. What am I trying to say? The Sopranos. These guys really look like the Sopranos guys. And they got a Cadillac, you know, an 89 Eldorado and everything with the blackened windows. And they're getting like cannolis, you know. And I said, hey, can you give me... Hey, get out of here, you jack off. You know, like I said, no, seriously. I need a ride. It's about a mile down. You got a joint? No, I don't have a joint. Get out, jack off. I said, seriously, fellas, seriously. I do a radio show. The radio shows. You do a radio show. get out of here, you jack off. And his other friend's like, hey, Tony, go ahead, give him a ride. What the hell? I said, oh, please, please, give me a ride, please. I said, okay, I get in the car with these guys. These are the guys kind of, it was ironic that I was begging to get in the car with these guys because these are the guys you'd be begging to get out of the car with if they picked you up. Get in. So you drive me. I said, listen, the show's going to start now. It's going to start in 2.5 minutes. It's straight down Overland. You know, make a right. We'll just make it. All right, all right, all right. He's driving down, and he stops in front of an apartment building.
Uh-oh.
And I go, what's going on? What are you doing? I got to bring these cannolis up to my old. I said, no. Just take a minute. I said, no, the radio's gone. You got plenty of time. You'll make your radio show. I said, no, I won't make my radio show. It starts at 10. Listen, let me just drop the cannolis off. I said, no. Please drive. He said, what's in it for us?
Oh.
I said, I don't know. What do you do? He had a storefront with one of these soothsaying madams.
Oh, my God.
Madam Helen, who read your palm.
Mm.
I said, listen, if you come on the show, you can give the number out for a ma'am. Yeah, I could. I said, yeah, come on, just keep driving. So anyway, the guys, they drove me here, and the guys walked in, and we didn't have a guest, and they sat down, and they came on the air, and they're talking about Madam Helen, and the guy gave his phone number out 5 times. I remember it was, it's 310.
Uh-oh.
What is it? What's the prefix? 310. And
they couldn't remember their own. Sounds like Driving Miss Daisy to me.
Yeah. So anyway, I did make it on time.
I think
I risked life and limb for the listener.
I think we're due for scabies on a penis call.
Thank you. Justin?
Yes.
You're 22.
Yes, I am. I first time caller, a long time listener.
Great.
Whatever.
What's up?
Hey, well, I've had these scabs kind of or something on my penis.
Yikes.
And I don't know what it is. I've been faithful to my girlfriend, or she's now my fiance, for about, it's been 3 years now, and I've asked her. So
they've been together for 6 years, so that's the problem.
It's a plague from God's care.
Uh-huh. And what do these scabs look like? I mean, the kind of scabs you get if you drag your knee along the carpet, or they look like blisters?
They look more like blisters, kind of in between both. It's kind of, the skin kind of peels off. And they go away and come back, but they're never all the way gone.
Hmm.
So,
I love radiodermatology.
Do you have...
it's a real visual.
You have vigorous sex with your girlfriend?
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. You think it's that, Bruce? Dr. Bruce? Paging Dr. Spaz. Dr. Spaz, please come to the microphone.
I am visualizing. I'm doing some, some
Jack
creative
Gass.
Visualization.
Would you drink some more goddamn coffee and get going?
There's no stimulating stuff.
Jesus Christ. Go,
so Justin, do you have any bleeding when this occurs? Or
no, it never bleeds.
And itching?
Yeah, it itches pretty bad.
Okay, and how often are we talking about? Do you get outbreaks once a week, once a month?
Well, it's never gone away for the past, 3 weeks. It hasn't gone away. It's just been there. It gets a little bit better, and then if I, quit, masturbating or have sex with her, then it goes away a little bit. But it never completely goes away. It'll come back. And I can't completely quit masturbating, you know.
No.
That's impossible.
Any new masturbatory lubricant that you've been using lately? Or?
No, I changed that, actually, too. I went to unscented, so.
Smart.
That's a smart move. That was a good move.
Yeah.
We like that. Okay, and when Adam asked you about blisters, are these very small blisters, or are they, you know, are we talking about a tiny pimple-like?
No, they're not real small. They're you know, they're about... the size of a tack, sort of.
Mm.
All right. So what should he do?
Well,
he can't figure this out.
Yeah, I'm beyond myself here. But you need to have this looked at. It's the same advice. Anytime you have a lesion like that on the penis, you have to rule out a venereal disease. And however much you'd hate to think it was your fiancé that transmitted it, that's a possibility. And then there are other... dermatologic disorders. You might have an allergic reaction to something that previously didn't bother you, but could be herpes has a blister-like lesion, and you know, scabies. I thought it was a scabies call to begin with, but
all right.
So it really has to have it looked at.
All right, to have it looked at before it dries up, right?
Yes.
Beautiful, Angela.
Hey.
Hey, you're 19. What's up?
Hi. For the past 3 months, I've noticed that I've been losing weight, like, really fast.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if there could be any reason to it.
Yeah. How much weight did you lose?
12 pounds. And it wouldn't be so bad, except I'm underweight as it is.
I see. And you do nothing to do this? You're not running in place and sleep while you're sleeping or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. No. You don't vomit?
Nope.
You don't take laxatives?
No. I love food, and I can't stand just the thought of puking. Just...
Yeah, so you eat a lot?
Yes.
Do you? Are your parents thin?
Huh?
Are you...
No, my mom's average.
I see. All right, well, you just have a fast metabolism. Maybe she has a tapeworm.
Maybe she has thyroid. You might have a thyroid disorder. Your metabolism is controlled by your thyroid, and losing weight without a change in diet, you're not having diarrhea, nothing in your nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, nothing like that.
Nope.
Night sweats, no other systemic type of problems that that you've noticed. Fevers, chills,
nope.
Skin rashes. It's, you know, it's a fairly common thing in young adult females to develop thyroid problems and have weight loss. But 12 pounds, what's your... Height's 5'5", and you weigh 90. Whoa.
98.
Oh, need to... And you've never had an eating disorder, any other kind of...
Nope.
No.
Not on any medications. You haven't tried any...
No, and 3 months ago, I weighed 110.
All right.
Okay. Well, yeah, you have a family doctor?
Yeah, I went to him, and he tried telling me that it was a thyroid problem.
So did I.
I still don't understand how that could...
Okay, your thyroid controls your metabolism.
Hold on. Angela.
Yeah.
You don't understand how the TV remote works either. All right?
That's not nice. No.
There's many, many things you don't understand. I'm guessing almost everything. But here's the point. You don't have to understand. You're not a doctor. That's why you go to a doctor. Remember Bruce was talking a half hour ago about the thyroid condition?
Yeah.
Right. It's time to go back to the doctor and see about what to do and how to treat this thyroid condition.
It's like Your thyroid sets the idle. If your body were a motor, had an engine, and the idle set too fast, so you're burning up calories, something that a lot of people would love to have. And in fact, some diet doctors give out a thyroid stimulating pill along with everything else. Not
a good
idea.
What's wrong with that? Why not?
Because it can get you into a lot of trouble. First of all, I've had
patients.
What's
wrong with turning that idle or dwell up, as we call it in the automotive business?
You can't keep it that way. You're going to turn off your own thyroid, and it's a hormone. Your thyroid normally produces thyroid hormone to regulate your metabolism. If you take it externally, exogenously, then you're going to shut down your own thyroid. And I've had a patient have a heart attack after having that happen.
Isn't that after you gave him the bill?
I had an 85-year-old guy taking thyroid and speed from a diet doctor one time.
Really?
Yeah, and he was got chest pain, angina. He was coming back every week, and
who the hell cares what you look like at 85?
And his wife kept yelling at him, George, it's those pills. I know it's those pills, that diet place you go. I don't like that doctor. I'm sure. And I said, what pills? They hadn't told me about that because he liked them. He liked the speed.
Did he call it elixir, or did he call it pills? And here's the deal. I mean, how much was he morbidly obese? How much weight do you have to lose at 85?
No, he wasn't. He was maybe 15% overweight.
All right. Natalia?
Yes?
You're 34?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have this problem in that I am always touching myself. And it is, I feel really silly telling you about this because it is an awful thing and it interferes with everything I do.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of your friends Saturday night, is it?
Where are you from, Chris? From Denmark?
Poland.
Poland?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, hey, now, you be nice now.
No, listen, the whole, no one makes any good Polak jokes anymore, so don't worry.
Okay, well, we don't make any good jokes about you guys either.
Should, though. And who do you guys kid about?
We joke about you guys.
Did you hear about the American terrorist who tried to blow up the bus? He burnt his lips on the exhaust pipe. You know, those kind of jokes?
Maybe. I do not remember. I was probably touching myself.
I see. I was probably touching myself.
Well, this is a big problem for me. This is serious because I'm secretary here, mm-hmm. and I work in professional building.
Uh-huh.
I will be at the back of the elevator.
Do you have a brother who cruises successfully?
No, it's just me and my sister. We moved here from my father, by ourselves here.
He does not wear an astrological medallion?
Oh, my goodness, no. No, he does not.
How would he cruise successfully without this astrological medallion and birth control device?
Astrological? My goodness. I am so excited now. See what you did.
All right. So you work.
Now, see, I'm touching myself again because of you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Adam would like you to touch him when you get excited.
So now when you say touch yourself, you mean stimulate yourself?
I relate to myself in many, many ways.
Right.
Okay. I touch myself. And I have to be careful because she said not to say negative things on the radio.
She said our phone screener said that?
Well, you know, I should not be cussing.
Yeah, don't cuss. That's what she said.
But
yes.
I can use clinical terms.
Sure.
Okay. Well, then, sometimes, you know, I just, how do I say? I play with my clitoris.
Right.
And this will happen, you know, in the back of the elevator. And there are people standing in front of me in business suits. And they do not know. But that excites me more.
They don't know.
And sometimes I'll be at the dentist, you know, and I will be in the chair. And they will go out of the room for a minute, you know.
Sure.
And then I get excited. And I think, oh, but I must touch myself here now, too.
Well, sure. You get an oral surgery. Who isn't aroused?
And this is my breasts are very sensitized, too.
You should go to my dentist because he touches his patients for them.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah,
he
puts them out, the little nitrous, and then he feels them up. And at no extra charge, he tells me. He wants me to send my sister there, he told me.
I'm shocked.
He said he'd clean my teeth for free if I sent my mom and sister there.
Well, what about me?
He cannot touch you successfully.
Oh, no.
He cannot stimulate your clitoris.
Well, see, now I feel silly, and this is an awful thing, and I do not know what to do about it because
all
I
right.
cannot stop.
All right. Now, when did you come to this country from your native Poland?
7 years ago.
7 years ago. Hey, you barely have an accent.
Well, and thank you.
You studied English in Poland?
No, my sister Gosia mainly.
Have you ever had a career in the entertainment industry?
No.
Is this one of the Gabor sisters? Is that what you're asking?
Am I what?
Were you ever molested in Poland? Do they do that in Poland?
They do that, but no, I was not, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, no, I should not say that.
Yeah,
nice.
Poor you. Your dad didn't rape you.
Do you have any problems with recurring thoughts, or is it just the
yes, continually. I wonder if the world will end and who I will have sex with immediately thereupon.
I see. So there's a meteor hurling toward the planet, and you're going to hop on some guy before the whole S-house comes down.
So would guy you, or girl, you know.
Oh, yeah,
or,
sure.
Right.
Would you say that these behaviors are interfering with your activities of daily living?
Absolutely. I can't drive. Truckers be driving by. They honk their horns. I have embarrassing, you know, even the SUV.
Sure.
The big trucks and everything.
Right. She drives a convertible Miata. That's the problem.
No, I don't, but I drive a small car. You can see into
sure.
it, you know.
Do you wear skirts so that you can get at yourself?
Absolutely.
I see.
And the other thing is I have this thing. It is, I don't know what to call it. How do you say? It plugs into the lighter and it's...
It moves quickly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's...
Oh, it's very fun.
It's called a map light.
Oh, it's wonderful. Uh-huh.
And you have orgasm while you're driving the car?
All the time.
Every time. And you have an orgasm at work, too?
Awesome. Yes, all the time.
Mental note, move to Poland.
You would be a great pleasure for a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's someone out there that would love to see you, and there is help for this.
Yeah,
there is help.
Curious.
Yeah, you're wearing a second hole in your vagina.
What?
Are you a married woman?
No.
Why not?
Because, well, I don't know. I don't think about these things.
I see.
Well
you're 34 years old.
But I have tried this and been there and done that.
You have been there and done that.
Right.
And you've seen a doctor? You've seen a therapist or a doctor?
Not for my touching problem.
Have you ever been on an antidepressant or had any other kind of anxiety problems, anything like that?
I drink coffee.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can't drink enough coffee to make you do that, so.
Well, no, and it's hard, you know, to drive and drink coffee and do this, and it's hard to hold the cellular phone and do this.
Yeah, that's what we mean by interfering with activities of daily living.
You got to steer with your nipples.
Right, basically. It's very difficult, you know? I mean, it's very hard for me to do all these things.
Yeah. I'll tell you, if you rear-ended me, I'd be upset, but if I found out it was because you were masturbating, I'd probably be all right with it.
You what?
Yes.
I wonder if the fellow...
God knows, though, if you got that vibrator up you and you rear-end a van, that thing's coming out of your ass. That airbag's just going to blow it right out your ass.
Like they say...
No, sometimes that is an area I play with, too.
The ass or the airbag?
Well, both.
The ass. What is the ass called in Polish?
Well, you same here. What is the latest I heard? Cornhole.
That's Polish.
Boy.
Okay.
Really, American slang's really catching on over there.
Brain damaged, you're addicted, you're pervert, you're not normal, you're suicidal, you're schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic.
No, and McDonald's is cut on too. This is true.
In Poland.
Oh, absolutely.
But they put the meat on the outside of the bun there.
It's not meat.
All right. Yeah,
you know, she'd do well in the man show with you, don't you think?
Yeah, although
I think
like,
you need a new co-host.
I'd like to get a look at her.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Like the gal you invited like down here that one time.
Lech Walesa. Hey, Natalia?
Yeah.
All right, baby. You need to go to, how about you, there's a meeting, these people, they meet, it's called SA.
SA?
SA, it's a Sexaholics Anonymous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'd probably get something out of one of those meetings. Or maybe talk.
I get a lot of what I probably don't need.
Talk to a psychiatrist, maybe he'll give you some pills, slow you down a little so you don't get in an accident.
Yeah, there are several things could be going on, but it sounds very, very obsessive and compulsive about these behaviors.
I just want to get to the cornhole thing. Hey, listen, Natalia, are you masturbating now?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you put the phone down there?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what the hell?
Adam.
Well, where are we going?
Sure. Does Drew do a Polish accent?
Wants me to keep the phone down here.
Where is it? Is it in your clothes?
Hello? Okay, do you want me to put the phone back up down here or what?
Is there a cord attached to it so it doesn't get lost?
Oh, no, it's a cordless.
Uh-oh, baby. Yeah,
it's got this great antenna. See, I'm going to be on furniture soon. This is crazy.
She's going to be where?
On the furniture.
Oh, you're going to be humping the furniture.
Basically, if I don't do something quickly.
Yeah, you're going to kill yourself with a grandfather clock.
And I wonder, you know, maybe I'm coming towards this time when women are supposed to be so horny.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I'd say you're there. Well, I don't think you're coming toward it. I think you're past it.
Do you act out on these feelings with other men or women?
Well, no, because I'm afraid of germs. Like, not germs, like, you know, bacteria like this, but, you know, scary things like the AIDS and,
Meanwhile, she's put a flashlight up her on the road. She's scared of bacteria.
Flashlight, one I trust.
All right,
yeah, I understand.
Listen, I never know if these calls are serious, but what you're describing can be helped. But if you see a therapist working with a psychiatrist and prescribing some medication.
All right. Go to the head doctor.
Yeah, I don't think she should start with the SA meetings. I think she needs to start with the psychiatrist.
We will take a little break. We're going to masturbate.
I'll watch.
We'll be back with Joey, who's 21 and doesn't want to lose his virginity. We'll talk him out of his virginity after this.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Yeah, that's
on Loveline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, don't stop. Yeah, baby. Come on now. Come on, Daddy's coming. Daddy's coming. Daddy's coming home. Deep Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Spaz over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, why didn't I get invited to your party?
Why?
Did Drew go?
I invited Drew to my party.
He didn't go.
We were just talking during the commercial. My dad is pissed off that I didn't tell him I had a New Year's Eve party. But he wouldn't have gone, so I didn't tell him.
He's just a dick.
Now he's pissed. He's not, and he says, I know I wouldn't have gone, but why didn't you tell me?
But your dad is diametrically opposite of you. He's quiet. He's nice. He's
He reads.
Thoughtful. What?
He reads.
He reads. He takes walks.
He reads and takes walks. My dad is in a constant state of reflection.
Yeah.
I was talking to him. He said, I'm 70. I said, Dad, what'd you do on New Year's Eve? Stayed home and watched a little TV, went to bed at 9:30. I said, I'm shocked. Of course, I know you wouldn't leave the house. He said, well, I'm 70. You know, when you're 70 years old, that's what you do. I said, Dad, you were 70 years old when you were 45. Right. You're 95 now, brother. Well, are you kidding me?
It's great to live to the age where they told you you'll be just like, you'll see when you're my age. So.
Well, listen, I'm 35. I don't leave the house now, so.
Well.
Unless there's a big motorsport going on.
Well, with your pornographic library there.
I was at the car show again today, by the way.
When?
I've been to the car show twice now, and it's been open for 2 days.
Oh, I was going to go after
that's
tattoo
hardcore.
Today. But
that's hardcore, buddy. Joey?
Hello?
Joey, you're 21. What's up?
What's up, bro?
What do you need?
Okay, listen. I don't know what is wrong with me. Every girl I know tells me I'm hot. You know, I'm in shape. I'm buff, all that good stuff, you know. Sure. I dress sexy. I'm a go-go dancer at a club. I get girls all over me all the time. But still, literally, if I'm on a date or, if, you know.
Hold on a second. How does this go-go dancing work?
You know, you ever heard of Club Rio, Las Vegas?
Yeah.
I'm a male go-go dancer.
I see.
Like on top stage, you know, you got the girls, the guys.
Right. What are you wearing?
Right now?
No, I'm not going to. Yeah, babe. No, slow down, brother.
Okay. Yeah. Like clubs?
Yeah. What are those panties
like,
smell?
Like a silky see-through shirt.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes jeans or leather pants.
I see.
You know.
So you got kind of a Ricky Martin thing going?
Kind of, but buffer.
You're gay.
I see. And so you're dancing.
Okay, sure.
Do you get tips?
Huh?
Do you get tips?
No one's allowed up there, just to go to the dance.
I see. But okay. when you after your shift, when the women find out.
They're like all over the go-go dancers.
Right.
Who you are.
Right. And they're in Vegas and they're drunk and it's a devil-may-care attitude.
But no matter about, like, even if I'm on a regular day with a girl, anybody, like from somewhere else, like just say a first-time date.
Right.
A winer, diner, we go out. You know, I usually got a hotel room. I always stay in the, you know, a suite or something. I take it in my room. I always start off with a massage, you know. You know, and then I try to go for the gold, but next thing you know, I, like, throw her off of me. I, like, tell her I got to get the heck out of here.
Right.
Like,
all right. So,
wrong with me,
you're gay.
Hold on, Drew.
Gay.
Drew may have a point, but let's just keep talking.
No, I'm not gay. Listen, I'm
okay.
Not gay.
You're not gay, but maybe you're bi? No.
No, it's just sex scares me.
I see. And you're 21 years old and you're a virgin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why do you think that is?
Why?
Yeah, I mean.
It's kind of different. I always wanted, like, not until a few years ago, actually, I always wanted to wait till I got married.
Okay.
You know? But I never met, like, a girl, like, I liked enough to do it with. All these are just, like, one-night stand girls kind of,
right.
kind of a thing, you know?
Where's your mom?
My mom?
Mm-hmm.
San Diego.
Do you love her?
Yeah. Why not? Who doesn't?
Do you have any problems with your mom?
No problems, but we don't really talk or nothing. I mean, I don't have, like, the greatest relationship.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well,
I've always been like, ever since I was young, moved out, you know, self-independent. I come from a big family.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like the youngest guy.
You got lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, I'd say so. Why not?
Yeah, and you never felt that bond with your mom.
Not really. They don't like me anyways.
There you go.
Hmm.
So my point is these are good Catholic, God-fearing people, and you're humiliating the family by shaking your tan ass in front of a bunch of drunk people from Iowa.
What's wrong with that?
It's
part of life.
Right. Some den of sin on top of the Rio Hotel in Vegas. But listen, Joey, I'm getting the vibe that you're having difficulty connecting with a woman, that you're scared to connect with a woman, and you only date women who you consider trashy or one-night stands, and to be intimate with a woman would be to connect with a woman, and you're scared to connect. You're reluctant.
I think so, but I don't know.
You obviously, Liz, is there anything wrong with your penis?
No, it's huge. It's everything.
I see. Hold on a second. I want to kill this guy. Big muscles, huge penis, chicks chasing him. He's getting paid to shake his ass in Vegas. I was cleaning carpets when I was 21, for Christ's sake, with a bunch of illegals at a colony kitchen in Conejo. What's that? What?
Okay. The thing about the getting married thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the funny thing. I went to a psychic. I was in the San Diego.
Sure.
Village, right?
Yeah.
They had, like, this lady psychic thing. She had the cards and the deck, you know, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She told me, like, this big, huge, you know, bold story. I'm going to be, like, successful in all this, houses all over the world or something like that. And she told me kind of the same thing. Like, I don't want to connect with a woman. But the thing with getting married, having the sex, I don't understand. What's up with that?
Okay, listen, Joey, forget about sex. Replace the word sex with connection. You're scared to be intimate with a woman, not have intercourse with a woman, but connect with a woman.
Find a new position. It's called intimacy.
Thank you, Drew. And you gotta relax a little with this. You understand? Don't think of sex.
Okay.
Find a woman who you're genuinely interested in, not who's just hot, not who you just like to get in the sack and then not do anything with her while she's in the sack. Find someone you actually enjoy on a personal level and just take it slow and leave yourself open and see where it goes. And if you start freaking out and wanting to run away, stay in it. You agree? Seems like he's having a little trouble connecting.
Yeah, and I'm not sure he understands why you were asking about his mother and the connection with being raised in a family.
His mom's great, except for they don't talk and she doesn't like him. And he never really knew her.
So I was going to suggest if he could. He sounds pretty concrete the way he understands.
Well, he's 21. He's a go-go dancer, for Christ's sake. What do you want?
But again, that goes along with he's able to extrovert himself.
All right. So
I let you answer
what
these?
What was your goddamn point? You had no point.
Yeah, yes, I did. In that industry, there are many people that can't connect on an intimate level.
In the
sex
in the gaming industry?
In the gaming industry.
Ben?
Yeah?
You're 18.
I am.
What's up?
About 8 inches.
Oh, fantastic. You have a question, Jackoff?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if you remember or not. I called about 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah. That's
whatever.
Right.
I even remember.
What was your problem?
Tom Arnold was on the show.
Ah, Tom Arnold. Yes, I have every call cataloged in my calculator for a brain.
You want to do something special on your wedding night. Have you ever licked his butt?
Yes, now it's all coming back to me. So restate your problem, please.
Well, I slept with my cousin.
Right.
One time. And she was in town for a while. She went home. And since then, I took your advice. You know, we cut it off.
Right.
She was sort of mad about the whole thing.
Sure.
And then I get a phone call from her today, and she thinks she might be pregnant.
I see.
I don't know what she's done or what the thing she's, you know.
You say this was 3 months ago. When's the last time you slept with her?
3 months ago.
And she thinks she might be pregnant.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And
how big is she?
Yeah, I mean, don't you think, now, wouldn't she have missed her period for a couple of months?
You'd think so.
Yeah. Vomiting all over the place.
Did you question her about it?
Well, I tried to call her back. I got a message on the answering machine.
Uh-huh. Bruce, when you get pregnant, how long after you actually get pregnant do you start with the morning sickness usually?
Oh, a few weeks for some people.
So, but a few weeks.
But
a
not
month?
Everybody. Yeah,
but not everyone everybody gets it.
That. Yeah, I was just being.
But how else do you know? You get morning sickness, you miss your period.
You know.
Is there anything else?
Being a woman, no. They'll
yeah,
say,
but,
I remember.
Listen, 16-year-old chicks who were molested by their dad for 4 years don't necessarily know when they're pregnant for the first time.
It's I've had a patient come in the emergency room in labor telling me that this is abdominal pain from some people don't know they're pregnant until they're in labor. So
that's going to make one hell of a mom, by the way. Someone who's giving birth who doesn't know she's pregnant.
Oh, it was amazing.
Was she amazingly overweight?
Amazingly overweight. And mom was a minister. And she was a virgin.
Were you down in that crotch area?
I couldn't.
Yeah. My God. Imagine you got a 400-pound chick with a, you know, 60 square feet of hymen down there who claims she's a virgin.
I couldn't get close.
Pumping out a kid. I mean, what?
I was listening real carefully to her abdomen, and I couldn't get her to be still, and I'm hearing this much more rapid heartbeat. Mom's a Baptist minister. The girl's a virgin. It's one of the first times I had ever moonlight was working in an ER.
How is the girl a virgin when she's 9 months pregnant?
Well,
this is mom's claim?
Yeah. And the girls claimed. No, it turned out she... So I told the mom, I said, you're not going to believe this, but I think this is labor, not an acute abdomen, not an emergency abdominal thing. And she went off a little bit.
Mom did. Well, how did she get... What happened? Did she get raped?
Yeah. She was attacked. And then I said...
And she didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. I said, did anything happen to you about 9 months ago?
Like, did you trip and land on a penis about 9 months ago? And how old was she?
But she said there was no penetration. She was about 22.
Wow. This guy's good. No penetration. So that's a good shot.
So the mom wants to know my credentials and how long I've been practicing.
And what...
she delivered 2 hours later.
She did.
The OB nurse adopted the kid.
How big was her? How big was she?
She was pushing 350. 375.
Oh, that, I'll tell you, there's one reason I'm not a doctor. One of many. 350-pound Baptist chicks who got raped 9 months ago coming in thinking they got a goiter. And it turns out they have a son. And were you between her legs delivering that mess?
No. But really? I was relieved that there was a pregnancy there because, no, she wouldn't let me do a pelvic. So I had, you know.
She wouldn't let you do a pelvic?
No.
Why?
No.
Because she was religion?
No. Why do a pelvic if I've never been, never had sex type thing?
All right.
So.
All right. Listen.
And then
okay,
the obstetrician was at the ball game and was like, not happy.
What's Ben need to do here?
Yeah. Well, just say she is pregnant?
Yeah.
What do you think I should do?
I don't think it's your kid. But if your kid, if it's your kid, then you're going to have to see what she wants to do. I mean, if it's your kid, she's got to be 3 months pregnant.
Be like the guy last night, wait for the amniocentesis and then decide about the abortion.
Find out how far along she is.
Yeah, but there's some issues about having sex with your cousin. And
all right, but we're past that.
Well, there's some issues you should explore about having sex with your cousin. That's, you know,
it's
a social taboo in this country, just so Ben knows. That's a problem. Secondly...
Ben knows that, but now it's time to...
One of the reasons that it's a taboo is because of the genetic problems you get into. So,
yes, Dr. Spaz. But, you know, the genetic problems aren't that big a deal, I hear.
Well, the possibility of that's there.
Listen, here's the worst genetic problem. You have two parents who are related who decided it was a good idea to have sex with.
I hope
that's the weak genetic pool.
I hope they
understand.
Were you drunk?
Have two retards breeding.
Oh.
All right, hey, Ben?
Yeah?
Okay. I don't know what the answer to this is, and there's no easy answer to this one. I would call her up and question her.
Now, how old is she?
She's 16.
Oh, you genius. Find out if she's had sex with anybody else. Find out how far along she is.
Okay.
Tell her to go down to Planned Parenthood and get a test and not just take one of these home tests and find out more information and then call us back. All
are
right?
you on good terms on that side of the family? Does her father have a gun or anything?
Not that I...
Are you concerned about...
He's concerned.
No, I know he's concerned.
I know, but listen, don't ask
18,
those retarded questions.
He may be unwilling to do what he really needs to do. He needs to get involved.
Abortion.
A 16-year-old is going to have a huge difficulty dealing with a situation like that. So.
I know, but he's an idiot. He's young. What's he going
to
do? He's got to find out whether she's pregnant.
Drive her to Planned Parenthood.
She's in another country. How far away is she?
She lives actually in Milwaukee.
Man, so she's at least 370 miles away from you.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in 29 Palms.
Oh, my.
Holy Christ. You couldn't get there if you owned a rocket ship.
Are you in the military?
Yeah, in the Marines.
Oh.
Do they have a base in Milwaukee you could be transferred to? All right, hey, Ben, call her up, get all the information, call us back.
Okay.
All right, because I don't know if she's pregnant or not. In 3 months since he's had sex with her last, maybe she had sex with someone else. Maybe another cousin. Maybe an aunt or an uncle. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be back.
Loveline, back in a minute.
Hey, Loveline, I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce. You know, this lovable Dr. Spaz. He's filling in for Dr. Drew.
You know... Yeah. I couldn't be less spastic.
On
the other hand, your names for me, it's like when I walk on the psych unit to do a history and physical.
Mm-hmm.
They call me Jesus Christ. They call me the rapist. I don't care. I pay no attention when it's a demented mind that's the source of the...
Sure.
And your mind is no less demented. You just have more money than those people.
Whatever his twisted mind believes, that is wrong.
Yeah. I don't know about the Jesus Christ part, but the rapist. I think they may be on to something there. No. You are the very definition of spaz, and that's not a bad thing.
Well,
it's not a bad
this.
Thing. But Anderson, back me up. Bruce is spazzy.
I love Bruce.
I love Bruce, too, because we all know we could kick his ass.
Oh!
And he's the only guy I know who puts 11 sweet and lows in his coffee. I mean, here's the thing about sweet and low for any of you who have ever enjoyed sweet and low. It makes your drink taste sweet, but you have to ration it out, because if you put more than, let's say, 3/4 of a packet into like an 8-ounce coffee cup, it starts to taste bitter at a certain point. If you put, like, if you got a sweet and low and you put in an iced tea,
uh-huh,
and you have, you know, 16, 22 ounces, you have a big iced tea, you put one packet of sweet and low and it's just about right.
Oh, I put twice as much.
But you got a coffee mug there with 6.5 ounces of coffee in it, and you just put 6 sweet and how many sweet and lows did you put into that coffee?
That's my second round of
this. This is one, two, or wait a minute. These open?
No.
These aren't open. Okay, here's the carcasses. One, two, three, four sweet and lows into
no, I put some more in before
into
that,
about 5 ounces of liquid. There's actually more in volume. There's more sweet and low than there is actual coffee in that cup.
Corolla, don't read more into this than is there.
Doesn't that just taste bitter now?
No, because that's more of a genetic thing. Not everybody tastes the bitterness, and therefore
no, everybody, no. Everybody.
Secondly, do you ever drink a soda?
Don't get into this. There's 12.
Yeah, how many teaspoons of sugar in a soda?
Oh, you bring that up every time, you retard.
I'm going to have a little TV set in your house that I broadcast Adam Corolla. You are drinking 12 teaspoons of sugar.
I don't drink Coke, Dan.
It doesn't matter.
Dan. Caller goes by the name of Dan.
Oh,
yes, there you go.
Dan, you want to be the doctor on the show for a while?
Please. What's up?
First of all, Adam, man show, this rocks.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Sunday night.
Do your parents let you listen to that?
Yeah.
It's on TV. You can watch it, too.
I think it's on the religious rights hit list.
Dan, you're 15. What is your question?
Yeah, me and my girlfriend have been going out for about 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to wait a year before we started having sex.
Right.
But things have progressed a little, so.
Sure. You've narrowed it down to 4 days.
Something like that.
How old's your girlfriend?
15.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you're in good shape as a guy whenever you have that when are we going to have sex discussion, even if it's a year from now.
No,
at least you're actually having the hypothetical sex discussion with the girl, which means if they're having it with you, you're in way under a year. But anyway, now what do you want to do? You're having sex?
No, we haven't had sex yet.
I see.
We're going to.
I see.
The next time she comes over and...
Yes, okay. Yes, okay, Dan. What do you want us to do? Send you out a sweatshirt?
Boring.
That wasn't exactly the question I wanted to ask you, actually.
Great.
She knows that I'm in, like, really into anal sex and stuff.
Well, sure. What virgin isn't? I remember when I was a virgin, I couldn't get enough of the cornhole.
What do you mean you're really into? How does she know you're really into anal? You've had anal sex before?
No.
Okay, but that's something you're interested in.
That's, there's just going to end a bunch of questions here, because...
Yeah. All right, go ahead, buddy.
Well, when I was about 4 years old, my cousin, like, had me do some stuff to him.
Sure.
He, like, gave me oral sex, and he told me to, like, basically give him anal sex, and...
How old's your cousin?
He's about 5 years older than me.
I see. And what's he doing now? Is he into politics, or...?
He's jobless.
I see. And so, were you able...
The time.
Were you able to do something to him at 4 years old?
As much as I could, I guess.
I see. All
I was
right.
Really confused at the time. I didn't know what the heck was going on.
No, it's not your fault, but obviously it has warped you to some degree.
Right, the confusion continues. You're still confused.
Yeah,
and your preoccupation with anal sex at this point likely has something to do with that. And when you're sexualized prematurely like that, it tends to force, or your mind tends to focus on sexuality in regards to things that are not related. So you... are making a mistake getting sexually involved with your girlfriend at this age, first of all. And a 15-year-old girl does not process the, having sex is not what it is to somebody like Adam, who is an adult. And
I've done the sex 5 years ago.
Yeah, so the reason people don't encourage you to have sex and discourage it at your age is because it really complicates your life. You're not really...
All right.
You're ready for it physically, but mentally you're not. And secondly...
There's another thing, though.
Yeah, listen, Dan... whatever happened to you, you need to work on, but you can't work on it from behind your girlfriend.
Yeah, but see, it's not just me, because she was, like, raped when she was 12.
Okay, another good reason why you guys need to slow down. I'm glad you found each other. I'm glad you're in love, and you have something in common. You're both raped by family members. That's quaint.
Common American problem.
But you both need to seek out a little therapy and sort things out. Don't just start getting into sex. You will get her pregnant, and then you will have two of the world's worst and most confused parents raising this poor child who will be birthed through the anus, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't pass biology, but I know I can do the math on this one.
But
all right, therapy, and more therapy. Your cousin molested you when you were young. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to molest Dr. Bruce, and we'll be back after this.
Twinkie hole, baby!
1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Love Line, fast growing outlaw radio show in North America. Yeah. Woo! That's good radio.
Oh.
Usually I blow it by saying Southern California and it makes it a regional thing, but this time I hit North America.
That's good.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
That is, speaking of a good job, Dr. Drew is not here tonight. Dr. Bruce is here filling in for him. Dr. Bruce is very qualified.
He briefs me whenever he leaves on whatever psychotic episode you're having at the current time.
He has you wash his briefs before he leaves.
No, we're going to publish a medical paper about you.
Oh, that's cool.
The adolescent mind trapped in the adult body.
Yeah, typical. Everyone will read that,
I'm sure. All your problems to other people. You feel like you're on stage all the time, just like a typical teenager.
Listen, just because you're some kind of cartoon character with your five sweet and lows and your 4.5 ounces of coffee, don't you project that onto me. How dare you attack my character on the air? Anyway, Dr. Bruce is just as qualified as Dr. Drew, although, as I've always said, you wouldn't know it by looking at him or talking to him or
can't judge a book by its cover.
No, you certainly cannot, or by the pages inside. He is. He's board certified, right?
Oh, yeah.
Addiction medicine specialist.
Yep.
Emergency medicine specialist.
Internal medicine.
And internal medicine.
Adolescent medicine.
He went to a very prestigious college that no one has heard of, but he claims, Northern Illinois University?
No, Andrews University.
Andrews.
What about Loma Linda University? You want to make some comments about?
No, I've never heard of that one either. Andrews University.
Yeah. In Michigan.
Huh? In Michigan.
Yeah.
I bet you got a lot of chicks over there. Oh, my God. Was that big party school, Andrews University?
You know, you've got this local snobbery, the L.A. snobbery.
That's right.
You're like the people at in college that thought all the Canadians took dog sleds to the border. Stupid Americans.
Aaron?
Huh?
Aaron? You have no idea what he's talking about. I've learned just ignore him and move on. Aaron.
Just like this, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I know that there's a lot of people out there that just talk to hear the sound of their voice, but you and Drew and you guys just know your stuff, and I'd just like to say thanks.
Whatever.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You've helped a lot of people, so.
You know, it's calls like this and my enormous paycheck that keep me going. Right. Keep me showing up each and every night. What's your question, Aaron?
Well, I've been kind of studying myself and listening to my body and stuff, and I think it's telling me that I might have a social anxiety disorder.
I see.
I'd like to know where something like this could come from and how I could possibly take care of that.
How do you mean studying your body?
Well, it's not really studying it, but, you know, putting myself into certain places and feeling what, you know, my body's telling me, like my body temperature, you know, because when I get in certain places, I get my body temperature rises, I start sweating, I get nervous, you know, I start stuttering and stuff.
Yes.
And I just kind of run for the less crowded place or, like, even go to the bathroom and splash water in my face and, you know, give it a second.
I see. And so, where would those places be? Outdoors, outside of your home?
Any place that I'm not comfortable.
Crowds, malls, things like that?
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I'm doing a show.
Movie theaters?
Haven't actually been to one of those.
Never?
Nope. Haven't been to a bar, haven't been to a nudie bar, nothing like that.
Well, now, now I'm ready. Hey, listen, if I was 21 and hadn't been to a nudie bar yet, I'd be a medevaced out of my apartment. All right, you probably have a little anxiety disorder.
But would that be, like, progressed with, like, a form of depression or anything like that?
Yeah,
sure,
anxiety.
You sound depressed.
Low self-esteem or?
All of the above.
Okay, that's a different area. What you're describing, anxiety disorders, depression, these things do go together, and some people have more family members than others that have related disorders. So I don't know if you have a family history of any of these things, but
not that I'm aware of.
Typically, they do bloom. They come out and show themselves at approximately your age. It's not unusual. So it's something that can be. It's very well treated these days. You see a therapist. They usually work in conjunction with a psychiatrist, and the appropriate medication is given along with regular therapy and things like. It doesn't sound like you're having discrete panic attacks. It sounds like it's more of a generalized thing.
Yeah.
And
all right. So, Aaron, you need to get yourself. You need to muster the courage to get out of the house long enough to consult with a therapist or a psychiatrist, and they'll give you some nice pills, and you'll feel much better.
But it's nothing that I could work through myself. So I'd actually have to.
I don't think so.
Well,
because you probably would have.
What the therapist will do is work with you on techniques to work through it yourself. Okay, that's one of the things that happens. But it's most people do not do well on their own just trying to figure out how to overcome this type of problem.
Hey, Aaron?
Yeah?
Well, why bother? There are people out there and medications out there that can help you immediately. You don't have to struggle with this. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, go take care of yourself.
Good insight, Bill, and
you're worth it, all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
Not many loyal listeners to this.
You do what I do. Every morning, you wake up, you look in the mirror, you say, you're good enough, you're strong enough, you're handsome enough, you're tall enough, you're smart enough, and then you jack off and take a nap.
I was gonna say, is this while you're masturbating? Or?
Well, this is just before.
Okay,
this is what gets the blood to my penis, and then I crawl back into bed and unplug the phone.
So you avoid any reality that would reflect otherwise. That
right.
You're a big mouthed, nasty loser that gets on the radio and bullies people and poor doctors like me.
Let me tell you something. I'll pick up the phone with call Dr. Marcel right now and come over here in pajamas and finish the show, wise ass.
I really do, however, recognize your comedic genius.
Thank you.
Suspicious.
Thank you. Melissa?
Hello?
You know, I really think, Drew, I really don't take this the wrong way, Bruce, but I know Drew's little plan. His biggest fear is getting a competent replacement for himself while he's out.
You are an asshole.
So he gives me Dr. Spaz, and then by the time he comes back, I'm actually glad he's here. That's
Drew's
his plan.
Drew's a sharp guy.
He's very, very smart. Why not? He's eliminating the competition. There are probably thousands of guys who could do this job as good as he, but he sends me Dr. Spaz and Dr. Marcel and everyone, and then I'm begging for the guy to come back after 4 days.
Oh, man. I beg to differ.
I'm almost ready to tell you the secret that Drew and I share, but
yes,
no. That we're regulating your medication through your coffee every love line when you take that drink. So I need to be here. Then we commiserate and decide how much Haldol you need in that coffee every night.
I see. Melissa?
Hello?
You're, what are you, 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Recently, I've had this friend, and we've been friends for 3 months and talking on the phone and going out to the movies, and just recently this Friday, I ended up drinking or whatever, and we ended up in a room, and we were, kissing and touching and stuff, and while that was happening, I was having flashbacks of my grandpa, and I thought that I went to therapy and, handled all that stuff, and I just want to know, why am I having flashbacks, and, because, now I feel really, really, really dirty.
I see. Your grandfather molested you?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was, for, 5 years, so I was five through ten.
No. Oh. Is he dead yet?
Yeah, he died when I was 10. That's why it stopped.
Oh, he did? Oh, great.
There is a God.
I would love to dance a little jig on that old F's grave. Fantastic. I hope he died a painful death.
No, he didn't. He died in his sleep.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah.
No one hit him with a candlestick while he was sleeping or anything? That's nice. And you have wonderful, wonderful parents who were letting you be molested for 5 years.
No, they're drug addicts.
Fantastic. I see.
Okay, one of the reasons you go to therapy is to work through these type of things. And when you don't get therapy, many times or always, you return to the behavior or the pathology that started things off.
Well, she did get therapy.
But she got therapy, but she's with an older guy. I mean, she's 16. This guy's 27.
Oh, the guy's 27?
Yeah.
Okay, Holy Christ.
So one of the issues here is naturally that is going to bring back these memories because a 27-year-old guy and you're 16, that's molestation. You're being molested. Now, you may feel like you're old enough to handle it, but that's not the case.
What did you do with the guy?
Touch and I guess he kind of finger-banged me and things like that.
Well, who says chivalry's dead? And okay, listen, Melissa, I'll tell you a couple things that I'm hanging up, all right?
Okay,
this guy, he's not your friend. He's a criminal. He's an animal. He's a victimizer. He sees you as a good victim, and he's capitalizing on what your grandfather started 10 years ago. Okay?
Okay.
Number two, who's screaming in the background?
That's my sister's son.
Oh, boy. How old is she? 14?
She's 20.
And she has a kid?
Yeah.
And she had the same drug addict parents and molested her for a grandfather?
How old's the dad?
Yeah, my grandpa molested her, too.
Fantastic.
The dad is 24.
Yeah, that's better.
And is the dad around?
Yeah, he's around.
I don't trust him. What's he into?
Who, my dad?
No, your nephew's dad. What's he do? Does he work construction?
No, he works in a factory. He makes, like, perfumes and stuff like that.
I see. All right.
Listen, do you understand what we're saying about your...
Keep an eye on that guy and protect that nephew of yours.
Okay,
but do you understand what's going on now is... It's not you're in a normal relationship bringing back memories. You're having the same thing happen as when your grandfather molested you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I wanted to know, like, how could I tell him? Because we have mutual friends, and I don't want to lose those friends.
No, don't listen. If they're friends who don't understand what you're doing with this guy, then they're not your friends. So here's the deal. You don't have to sit him down and have a discussion with him. You just do what every chick did to me when I was 16. You blow me off. He calls you. You don't return the call.
I'm avoiding his phone calls right now.
Good. He calls and you pick up the phone. You talk for a minute. And then you say your nephew's crying. You got to go. You'll call him back later. You hang up and you don't call back. Eventually, he gets the message and he moves on to his next victim. Meanwhile, you get back into therapy because what your grandfather did to you is not going to be rectified or not going to be fixed by a couple months of therapy. And this is 5 years of torture.
And another critical thing that we'd be remiss for not mentioning is a substance issue here. Many people who have had molestation occur, they get into trouble with drugs and alcohol. She also has parents that had drug and alcohol issues, and there's the genetics. So she's got a double whammy.
Yes, and please do not
drink or use drugs.
No, don't get pregnant.
Well.
And that too. And what is this grandfather having at his granddaughter? I mean, could there be any sicker F in the world?
And he's,
you know what I mean? I'd rather hang out with the guy who murdered a few people. I really would.
Right.
I would classify a guy who went at his granddaughter sexually as much more morally bankrupt than a guy who's killed 3 to 5 people.
Right. It's something that makes your blood boil. But and it's interesting. We were just talking during the break. 85% of sexual abuse of that type, the perpetrator is under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Yes. Jay?
So. Yeah, I thought I had big trouble, but I don't think it's as big as that poor girl.
No, nothing is. But what's up there, Jay?
Yeah, bottom line, I'm having some trouble with my bowels.
I see.
Every now and then I sort of lose control and I have an accident.
Yes. You make in your pants?
Well, yeah, that's one way to put it, yeah.
I see. And when do you make in your pants?
Well, it's usually when I cough really hard, or doing something strenuous, cough or laugh. Or, like, maybe running or something.
Yeah. That's a bad sign.
When did that start?
Yeah, that valve shouldn't be loose for another 40, 50 years.
It's off and on for, like, the last couple years.
I see. And does this happen quite frequently?
No, not as much as it used to.
I see.
Do you have problems with diarrhea? Or have there been any change in your bowel habits otherwise?
No, there's no, symptoms of diarrhea or anything before it happens.
Okay.
But it's not like that kind of discharge.
Yeah. It comes out in a loose form. If it was a firm stool, it probably wouldn't poke out, would it?
God, I hope not.
Well, you tell me.
No,
you're not going to cramp a solid Duke in your pants. But you squirt a little something in there.
Right.
Here's the problem. That... the as Adam calls it, the valve is under involuntary neurologic control. Okay, so this type of thing could be an early neurologic problem, and there are many reasons that could be. There are many possible causes. So this guy needs to be seen by a general practitioner first and make sure that there's not some.
Okay, so explain that. Your valve, your fart tank valve, is under neurologic control.
Yeah, I mean, your nerves control when defecation, you have the voluntary aspect of it. It's just like when you urinate.
Defecate. Right.
But and the valves, the muscular part of it, there are nerves that tell you, that tell the valve to stay closed. It's not something you're thinking of constantly. So
right.
And when these things fail or start to change, then one of the things you have to rule out is that there's a neurologic cause.
It's not the valve itself. It's the solenoid that powers the valve.
Right. Right.
I see.
If we can make it into a...
And if he's having some trouble in that department, it could mean the computer, the main computer, is screwing up a little bit.
Exactly.
So he needs to look at it that way.
Right. He needs to go to the... go to the mechanic and plug into the diagnostic machine.
Plug his ass into a dyno tuner?
I'm just trying to make...
Oh, I see. Okay. I was going literally on you there. I see. So he shouldn't go to, like, a dyno tuning place and put that... that emissions thing they put in your exhaust pipe up your ass?
No. No. More like the tricorder on Star Trek, you know.
I see.
Bones.
I understand. I don't watch Star Trek, by the way. But
oh, I'm sorry. Let me get, have I dated myself?
Well, you haven't dated yourself, but you have dug yourself in just a little bit deeper.
No, I had this... There's a...
Have you seen every Star Trek episode?
I have no idea.
Have you seen everyone?
No, probably not.
How many times have you seen everyone?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't watch anything twice.
No,
though,
you know, so. Like Spock's middle name and stuff
no.
like that.
No, no, I've.
You really seriously? Have you ever been to a convention?
Are you out of your mind?
Have you been to a Trekkie convention?
No, I love the Saturday Night Live when what's his name says to everybody, "Get a life." When they have the, you ever see that? Anyway, so much.
You've not been to Star Trek.
We had a nurse though in the ER that used to have one of those fake tricorders and would at appropriate times pass it by the patient.
Oh boy, that's
Very mean.
Tricorders, the diagnostic machine they use. You think? I see. You dig yourself in, then you try to dig yourself out a little bit. You dig yourself in deeper.
Okay, then we.
All right, isn't that grounds for dismissal if you have a nurse passing a tricorder, a gag prop from Star Trek in front of a patient?
Yeah, you know, it just depends if the patient's conscious or not.
I see.
I had this patient with tattoos all over, and he. I told him it was a Jewish hospital. I think that's when I decided I'd done too much emergency medicine.
Yeah, very good. The Jews, they don't like tats because they're expensive?
Swastikas. Oh, I didn't mention that.
Oh, he had the swastikas.
Oh, yeah. He was like a skinhead type guy.
It's important to get that part of the story.
When they do, when the patients do bad things to other people and you have this urge to
You want to just retaliate. Snuff them. Hey, you know, I was asking Drew about this last week. Whatever happened to mercy killing and why can't we bring that back?
Oh,
you know, some gang member comes in there. You know, he shot a few people. He's got a bullet in his head. Can't you just put a pillow over his head?
I tell you, I had a guy that we were taking care of this. Two gunshot victims. When the first guy is a cop, and he's shot six times. We're working on him. He dies. The nurse goes, "Doctor, we have this other guy across the way. His blood pressure's dropping." So I run over there, and this guy was the guy that shot the cop.
That's where the pillow.
The nurse and I were discussing, let's see, potassium here, or just don't put the chest tube in right now? No, not really. But you feel that way. You feel very...
Well, do it.
Oh.
You have my blessing. The guy just put six slugs into a cop who died. Cops always have these young wives and three kids, you know.
This guy's retired.
This guy's a gang member. Let him die. Let nature take its course. How would you like it, by the way? Let's look at it this way for a second. Everyone, just think of it this way. You're a cop. You got 35 years on the force, and you're a few months away from retirement. You got yourself a boat you're going to go on with the old lady. You got a couple of kids in college, and some punk gang member puts six rounds into you, okay? 10 minutes before your shift end, the guy puts six rounds into you. You get dragged into the ER. Dr. Bruce has drank way too much coffee. He makes a mistake or two, and you die right there on the table, right on the gurney in ER,
that
right?
Okay,
all right. But the good news is this punk who put six rounds into you, you manage to pull out your 9mm and put a few rounds into this scumbag who put six rounds into you. Now you're dead. Now, what do you want as your dying request, as a dying, as a hero, as a veteran of the police force? Do you want this guy? Do you want all the resources, all the money, all the so-called education running into the next room and feverishly reviving this guy so he can just go through the penal system, get spit out of jail in 6 years early on parole, and then just shoot another cop? Or wouldn't you like it? Wouldn't you like those six bullets or those three bullets or however many bullets you put into him to take him down? That would be the very last thing I'd want as I was dying on that gurney. I'd want to know that the guy I shot was coming with me and that I would see him in hell. But no, not Bruce. Goes over there and saves his life.
Well, the worst part is nice to job. Imagine that a doctor would do anything to harm a patient. And
no
matter how
that.
Upset you get, I mean, that's... I did, of course, tell... He asked me if he was going to live, and I told him he was going to die and go straight to hell, but that was the
you
extent.
You told that? Good man. All right, but he did live.
He lived, and he served very little time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you follow up on it? Did you find out about it?
Yeah. He went upstairs. He put a chest tube in. His blood pressure came back up and went upstairs.
How do you know he did very little time in prison?
Because I think he was 17. There was an older guy with him.
Oh.
He was either 16 or 17.
All right.
He's actually... Never mind.
All right. Okay. Good story, though.
So are we done with this guy?
Yes, I'm done with him.
Okay.
What's he got to do? Get his ass checked out?
He start out with a general practitioner and have a complete neurologic exam.
Heidi?
Yeah?
You're 28.
Yep.
You're on with the guy who saves cop killers, Dr. Bruce. What's up?
I don't enjoy sex. I don't like sex. And I've been... raped and molested and stuff like that, so you don't have to guess that. But I've had counseling, and I don't know, is there anything that I could do to, I don't know.
Okay.
Who raped you and molested you?
Oh, well, my stepfather's niece.
Niece?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah.
And
stepfather.
Yes. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sounds like a wonderful group. what a lovely addition to the family.
Oh yeah.
And now you're married.
No.
No. Do you have any kids?
One.
I see. And to think about that. And are you doing okay as a mother?
Oh, he's not with me.
I see. So you're doing a wonderful job. And where is he?
He's back in New Hampshire.
He's in New Hampshire?
Yes.
And with the father?
Yes.
I see. And do you miss your child?
Yes.
How come you're not with your child?
It's a long story.
I see.
Okay, what kind of relationships?
No, hold on. You're doing drugs, right?
No.
You were doing drugs?
No.
What got this kid away from you?
Me and the father of the child split up.
Oh, I see. You guys broke up?
Right.
Oh, okay. I see. So it always works that way when whenever family, mother, my father, right? Yeah, how come you don't get your child is what I'm asking, goofball, not that you just broke up.
I wasn't ready to have the
responsibility to...
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right.
Listen,
you're dynamite.
What are your relationships like you tend to get into, and what are the guys like? Or women, where you're heterosexual?
Yeah. I'm in a long-term relationship right now.
You are?
Yes.
How often do you have sex?
If it was my choice, we'd never have it.
I see. How's this guy? Do you like the guy?
Yeah.
You don't have any problem with him?
No.
He pays attention to you?
Yep.
He doesn't drink?
No.
Not abusive?
Not abusive in any way?
No.
And he knows your history?
Right.
Okay, are you still going to therapy?
No.
Why not?
Hmm?
Why not?
No insurance.
Hey, what's going on in the background there, Heidi?
Putting the dishes away.
Where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from? I'm calling from Arizona.
I see. Are you in a house in Arizona? Are you at work?
In a house.
There seems to be some activity in the background. What is that?
Just someone that went to the bathroom.
I see. All right, Heidi?
Yeah?
Bruce is going to talk to you off the air because you're difficult to talk to on.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, baby. Now, just hang on, and Bruce will get you all lubed up off the air, okay?
Oh, okay.
All righty.
You're easily distracted, my friend.
Now, listen, I heard someone talking in the background the whole time. And she was obviously having difficulty answering the question. She sounded distracted.
She's a little nervous.
Where are you calling from?
Here.
Where am I calling from?
Well, I was wondering, what's more?
Yeah.
Is it your girlfriend?
She was, I wish. It was. She was worse than that caller. Go talk to her off the air and straighten her out. She was angry because she'd been molested and all that kind of stuff.
She doesn't have insurance. She needs ongoing therapy. She's
back
lucky she's
therapy.
Got a guy.
That's right.
That's decent.
She answered all my hard-hitting questions about why her child was with her ex-husband because they broke up and things of that nature.
Hey, I get a break, too. Isn't there a union regulation about
this? No, go in there and talk to her so we don't have to talk. All right, we'll be back after this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Yep. Loveline, I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Bruce, filling in for Dr. Bruce, on another one of his many, 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 many vacations. 5 weeks of vacation time. He's
coming back
every
a day early,
second
thank
up.
God.
Oh. Is he coming back a day early?
Yes.
Is he going to be here tomorrow?
No. I was supposed to do Wednesday, too.
Oh, really? Yeah, I couldn't have taken that.
No.
No. No.
Okay.
We've lost 27 affiliates, by the way, I've heard, since you've been on the air.
Oh, yeah.
I'm backpedaling. I'm sending out fruit baskets and autographed T-shirts trying to win them back. But I think the damage has been done.
Hey, I'm going to crash on your couch tomorrow before the show. Is that okay? I forgot.
Do you want to sleep on my sofa tomorrow?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be?
Well, I'm going to be about 3/4 of the way into L.A., and I don't want to drive back.
What time are you coming over?
6.
Ooh.
Okay, 7.
Jesus, Simpsons were on at 7:30.
Yeah, they were on when I was over there last time.
Yeah, I guess there's another TV I could watch upstairs.
Oh!
You're going to come by at 7?
Well, I don't want to come by any earlier than you can tolerate me.
How about you come by about 9?
And that way you can wake me at 9:05.
I'll be down in the garage in my car. I'll give a toot on the horn. You follow me to work.
You are the worst human being I have ever met.
Anderson, that was perfect timing because
right.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
No, Bruce, you can come over. If you want, I'll get us some takeout. We'll have a real bachelor's night.
You're gay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then we call Drew and he'll just be wishing he was there.
Oh, yeah.
For old time's sake.
Troy?
Hi.
You're 18. What's up?
I carved stuff in myself.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
I carved win in my chest.
Win?
Win. Yeah.
W-I-N?
Yeah.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah.
What do you carve it in with?
A knife.
I see. And why win?
I don't know. It's kind of a football thing.
Do you play football?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What position do you play?
Outside linebacker.
Oh, I used to play that position.
Did you carve? No.
So no, but maybe I should have. I would have got that college scholarship. You, what do you guys run, a 4-4 defense?
No, we run like a 3-4.
I see. And are you playing in high school?
Yeah.
So you're a senior in high school?
Yeah.
Okay, how long has this been going on?
Since my sophomore year.
Okay, and what's happened? I mean, you know, it's a redundant question about what's happened in the past, but carving is anger turned inward. There's usually a significant episode of abuse or a very difficult time in your life that this thing starts to result in. What happened in the past? Anything? Family things?
Nothing I really think so.
All right. Are you going to college?
Yeah.
Are you going to play football?
Plan to.
You plan to? Where are you going?
Like Eastern Oregon University.
Geez, that's smaller than Andrews University in Eastern Michigan, where Dr. Bruce claims he went. All right, did you win the game after you carved win in your chest?
No.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Any drug or alcohol issues?
I carved tie into my chest once because I was sort of noncommittal about the game.
Tie, T-I-E.
Yeah. Hey, Troy?
Yeah?
Yeah, you doing any drugs?
No.
No. And would you say you're depressed?
Kind of, yeah.
So. Okay. Well, how about you get a little work? How about you do a little work on this depression?
Does anybody know about the carving? Friends? Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No, you haven't told anybody?
some of my friends know, the football team.
Okay, so the depression thing, is that something that's longstanding? Have you had other people aware of that?
Other people have been aware for a while, yeah.
Yeah. How about you? Can you talk to a counselor or something? Maybe you go to a church? Do anything like that?
I don't go to church.
Shocking. What's Satan on the other line?
Troy, the problem is you describe it as something you can't control, and it's not something you're going to be able to deal with on your own. And if you start focusing your energy on trying to control that behavior, it's going to become another problem. And you need to realize that in and of yourself, you can't really deal with things like this. And there are things it represents within you that somebody else will help you to understand and deal with.
More importantly, what's your 40 time?
4.9.
Oh, yeah. You got bad wheels like I did.
Have you been suicidal at any point? Or?
No.
Okay.
All right, how big are you?
6'2", 230.
They may move you to inside backer. You get to college.
So is there somebody that you could talk to?
Probably, yeah.
All right, talk to somebody, Troy. You're going to hurt yourself.
Very common thing, though, amongst adolescents.
And the carving?
The carving. Self-mutilation type behavior.
Really?
And some of the piercing and tattooing that goes on is an equivalent. I'm not saying somebody that gets one tattoo, but when people have lots of piercings, lots of tattoos, it's sometimes the same type of cause as people are cutting themselves. So,
all right, talk to somebody. Get some help. Don't carve on yourself. Billy?
Yes?
You're 16.
Yep.
What's up?
Well, let's see. My mom's boyfriend, he's sitting there always trying to control me.
I see.
And I don't really do anything to, like, deserve it.
Well, what does he want you to stop doing?
I don't do nothing.
Well, what would he say you're doing?
Like...
Well, by the way, if you don't do anything, what are you worried about? Well, it's like, hey, you're not going out Saturday night. And you go, yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, well, I always go out partying trip.
Well, there's an activity.
That's on the weekend.
I understand, but you're 16, you're going out, you're getting drunk. What time are you coming home?
About midnight.
All right. Hmm. And what's he want you to do?
Well, he's always, I have to work in crap too, so.
Well, what's the deal? Do you think he doesn't like you, or do you think he's just kind of worried about you?
He doesn't like me. I'm pretty sure that.
But sometimes concern gets misconstrued into doesn't like. Maybe he's worried about you. Maybe he thinks your real dad's not around. You need some discipline. You need an authority figure. You think it's that kind of situation?
I'm not sure.
How long have they been together?
Like 4 months.
Is he a lot older than your mom? Or?
No, he's younger than my mom.
Okay, has he raised any kids?
Yes.
He has his own kids?
Yes.
How old are they?
I don't know. They live in California.
Okay.
Fantastic. What's he do? Construction?
Huh?
Does he do construction?
He does? No.
What's he do?
He works at a warehouse for Shopko.
How old is he?
Like 37, I think.
Okay. First of all, when somebody comes into a situation like this, you're all thrown together. It's very difficult, and my heart goes out to you having to deal with an older person like this. A lot of people that age, he doesn't sound like he's maybe the most mature individual, but dealing with teenagers is difficult.
He's 37. He works at a warehouse. So he's no genius.
Right. So he maybe doesn't have a lot of insight and has no understanding of teenagers. If you can get understanding of teenagers, not necessarily through book learning or by becoming a therapist, but just by having raised them and understanding it's a time of turmoil. You go back and forth with what you...
Yes. It's getting pretty cathartic here, Bruce. Bruce has 19 stepkids of his own, but he's a good guy. He's the world's greatest stepdad because he's never home, and he just comes home with a jukebox and a guitar he bought at a pawn shop, so it's great.
That's pretty good. That's pretty accurate.
That's your life. He's constantly trying to win the love of the kids through buying them things. Billy?
Yeah?
How about your mom? Will she help you out here?
No.
No.
She's, like, blind.
Okay, and where's your real dad?
I don't know.
Well, there you go. Okay, let me say something here, Billy. Mm-hmm. Your real dad, he's an a-hole. Okay? Now, you may want to put him up on a pedestal, and you may want to think he's a great guy, but he's a world-class a-hole.
Well, he's not a great guy.
And let me tell you why, because he's abandoned his son.
Yeah.
And I know that hurts, but it's the truth.
Asshole.
Now, I know you have a lot of feelings that are saved up for real dad that may be coming out with stepdad, too. And the stepdad may turn out to be a good thing in your life, because without a dad figure around and running a little bit wild, you may need to be reined in a little bit. Now, I know you're not out carjacking and raping.
Yeah.
At least not every weekend. Carjack one weekend, rape the next weekend. Second and fourth weekend of every month is carjack, and then the first and third is rape weekend. That's how I worked it out when I was in high school. But you may not be happy about this, but you may get some benefit from some guy who comes in, puts some rules down, and tries to rein you in a little bit. Here's the deal. Don't get in this guy's crosshairs too much. Just be respectful of him. He's out. He's working. He's trying to keep it together. Just don't get into it with him.
Okay.
And maybe if he makes a rule and it's not unreasonable, you should do it.
Well, what I was trying to get
no
to say
with that.
It's Billy's job as a teenager to push limits. That's what teenagers do.
Well, especially without a dad for,
right,
you know, 15 of his 16
years. What I was trying
to
say is people that don't understand that, it's a no-win situation. So this guy comes in. He's trying to show that he's in control. And a teenager, you're just asking, it's a setup for trouble. So what he really needs is somebody outside the family to come to his aid. Because I'm on Billy's side here. I mean, it's real difficult to have somebody else come in. And when they focus on, oh, I'm going to show this kid who's boss here, you don't do that with teenagers. That's not the way things work.
That's right.
And he needs to get somebody else in there. Mom is probably the passive person, not wanting to take sides. So
all right.
If you got it.
Ooh.
Ooh, some sort of a counselor that you can go talk to. I think it's going to be a real problem if he doesn't get somebody else to sort of take his side. That's what people do in adolescent medicine.
I see.
They try to, more often than not, take the side of the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to do that one.
I smell a little lightning round coming up, Bruce.
Oh, no.
You
please.
Hit to the lightning round?
No, wait till Drew gets back.
Yeah. Yeah, the peanut gallery says yes to the lightning round.
I don't see anybody saying yes.
Let me see.
No. Anderson? No. Me?
Let me
no.
see your face. Yeah, Ace Rockola's in the he's in the booth over there. I'm gonna call him in. I'm gonna let him finish up the show with the lightning round. You don't like Ace?
Uh-uh.
You don't let Ace hear you say that. Ace be all over you like a bad sweater. He's a badass at Ace.
Oh,
you got a little yeasty on the peckaroo.
Oh God.
Yeah, that yeasty'll be put right up in you.
Oh.
You hear me? All right, that's what we're gonna do. Good idea. Good idea, Bruce. We're going to take ourselves a little break, and then we'll be back with Phil and DJ Ace Rockola for a little Dr. Bruce Lightning Round.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey! Woo! Woo-hoo! Yeah! I'm Ace Rockola. Dr. Bruce Phillips, Dr. Drew, and I do one of the Jobboard certified. Dr. Spaz, there. What is you? The university's got no real credentials. Let's check the time real fast. It's 11:45 and 40 seconds. That's 14 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, it's a lightning round. You smack that in the middle of the lightning round. Fast growing outlaw radio show in North America. Now we're going to hop on the phones and we're going to burn through some calls. See if we can't bring the help to the kids who really need it. We'll speak to Alicia over here. Alicia's 15 years old. Alicia, you're on the lightning round. I'm Ace Rockola. What's your problem?
Hello?
What's your problem, sweetie?
My parents are always fighting.
Fighting parents.
Adam hit his head during the break. I'm not sure what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Fighting parents, yeah.
And it's really bothering me. Like, they fight every day, and my dad's a drunk. And my mom just cries and cries and cries.
Sounds like a healthy environment for
Anderson,
a young gal to be brought up in.
Did you turn his mic off?
Yeah. We went to you. Well, listen here, Alicia. Yeah, Alicia, baby. You there, mama? Turn your radio down, baby. Listen, hold on a second. Dr. Bruce talked you off the air. Bruce, you go down here off the air. Because I got to check the time real fast. Too much
gladly.
To get into right now.
Get out of here?
Yeah, get out of here. You go talk to her off the air. It's 11:46 and 50 seconds. That is 13 minutes and 10 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up the lightning round. I'm Ace Rockola. We could burn a Dr. Drew's life in the studio. Dr. Bruce over there on top of the phones again. And now I'm going to line three. It's Dr. Jeremy. Jeremy, 19 years old. Which Brown, brother?
How you doing?
What's going on today?
Nothing much.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wanting to know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get, like, my girlfriend and one of her friends to go at it.
Little trifecta there. Little menage a trois, as they say. Oh, I know what's happening, Jeremy.
Dude,
let me check the time real fast. It's 11:47 and 30 seconds. That is 12 minutes and 30 seconds away from midnight of the Wednesday hour. Straight up, you listen to Fast Growing Outlaw Radio Show in North America. Love Line, I'm your captain tonight. I'm Ace Rock Cole. There's a good partner over there, Dr. Bruce. So you're getting a little trio going with the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I recommend it, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Like a little plop here, a little skeet there. Skeety, skeet, skeet, skeet everywhere.
I had myself a threesome in high school.
That's how you do your threesomes.
That's a very good buddy, David. Grace Black, but I love him anyway. No, I kid him a lot. Let's check the time real fast. It's 11:48, straight up 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, Jeff. And I'm going to have the phones now. And now I'm going to talk to Phil. Phil, you're 21 years old. Just make them having a little lightning round. What's going on there, brother?
Oh, not much.
Uh-huh.
I just calling to let y'all know I'm having problems getting off.
What's around there, brother?
Well, having sex with my wife.
Yeah. Well, hold on, Phil. I got to check timer, but it's 11:48 and 30 seconds. That's 11 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, smack dab, a little lightning round, fast going out of radio station. Talk out for what's going on there, Phil? Premature ejaculation or having trouble ejaculating at all?
Just having problems getting off at all.
Having trouble getting off at all. You turned on by your old lady?
Oh, yeah.
She does it for you?
Oh, yeah.
How about she gives you a little hummer, a little oral sex, pulls a little Lewinsky on the back of room? What about that?
Hell, yeah.
Yeah, is that real good? You have an orgasm during oral sex?
I just can't complete the deal.
Can't complete the deal. Have you ever been able to complete the deal with your wife?
I've never had problems with it before up until about the past couple of weeks.
Just now, huh? Anything changed? She put on a little weight, did she?
No, that's not an issue.
Did your penis lose a little weight? What happened?
I don't know what's going on. It's just not doing it anymore.
What if she gives you a hummer? Would that do it for you?
That wouldn't do it either.
What if I came over there and give you a hummer?
That might.
All right, buddy. I'm on my way. I'm going to juice up the van. I'll be there.
You're gay.
Listen, buddy. Let me tell you something about sex. This guy's highs. This guy's lows. You're in a little valley right now, buddy. That's all right. A little batting stuff. Even the great Rod Carew struck out a couple of times at the plate. You know what I'm saying there, partner? Now, what you need to do is you need to get right back on that horse and hump the bejesus out of it. So see what you can do, all right, buddy, and just power through it. It's going to end, God willing, over there. Let me check the time real fast. It's 11:49 and 50 seconds. That's 10 minutes and 10 seconds away from the top of the hour straight. Up the witching hour, you're smack down in the middle of the line around. I'm your humble host, Ace Rock Cole. My good old partner, Dr. Bruce, is on the online. He's a man of me in the studio. I'm going to hop on the phones now. I'm going to talk to Josh. Josh, 27 years old, line 5. What's the problem? Where are you calling from, brother?
Detroit.
Here, east of the Mississippi. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's happening, Adam?
You got a problem with anything, man?
Yeah, I got a serious problem.
All right, you come to the right place. What's going on there, buddy?
I got two sister-in-laws, and they're both coming on to me, like, really strong.
Well.
I've been with my wife for 10 years, and I was wondering what you thought about that, Adam.
They're very good-looking, except for they're extremely overweight and they're drunk, or are they very good-looking?
Are these
your brothers, sisters, are they there?
No.
No, these are your sisters, brothers?
No.
These are your cousins, sisters, aunts, brothers? Sisters-in-law.
One has a boob job. Uh-huh. Keep showing
me. Oh, it's a boob job. Oh, these are your old lady sisters are coming on here right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, you got to nail them, brother. You got to nail them? You got to nail them, then you got to kill them because they talk. Oh, yeah, the ladies talk. That's what I do. As I do when I'm done having sex with a bitch, I just kill her and jump her body by the river. Let me check time real fast. It's 11:51 and 20 seconds. That's 8 minutes and 40 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up. The witching hour. You're smack dab in the middle of the line around the fastest growing outlaw radio show in North America. And it's time to pile back on the phones. Hopping on line 6. Speaking of Owen. Owen's 20 years old. Thanks for calling in, brother. What's your problem? Oh, and you've had Rock Dawn, Outlaw Radio Show in California. What's going on? Oh, and you smacked that little light round. Oh, I know, and let me check time real fast. It's 11:51 and 50 seconds. That is 8 minutes and 10 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up.
Boy.
Oh, and you're on line 6. What's going on there, brother?
Hello?
It's a fast-growing outlaw radio show. So, what's going on there, partner? I'm Ace Rock Cole. As we get over there, the partner, Dr. Drew, and Dr. Bruce filling in for me. What's going on there, Ron?
Ow!
Hey, what's up?
What can we do for you tonight there, brother?
Tonight?
Yeah, it's a good thing. I've been going in there. Love line. I mean, it's Rock Collins, a good old there partner, Dr. Bruce. What's going on there, partner?
Well, let me explain this to you.
Uh-huh.
My girlfriend, we'll be messing around, right?
Yeah, you're messing around.
Okay, right.
You're cutting yourself a little slice, a little smackage, smack.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it all up and down.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, anyway, she gets going on me, and... I get going on her, I get on her pants.
Yeah, give her the old velvet buzzsaw, brother. I know what I'm saying. I've been there before myself. Let me check time there. It's 11:52 and 45 seconds.
Exactly.
That's 7 minutes and 15 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up. Midnight, the witch and Irish MacDab. I don't know, Ms. Michael. That's a good partner over there, Dr. Bruce. Fast growing hello, Rush in Northern America. What's going on? East of the Rockies. What's going on there?
So anyhow,
uh-huh.
So she's doing her thing down there.
She's doing her thing down there, giving me a little little hobnob in the back room, polishing the old trailer hitch, as you say now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She gets me about three quarters of the way and then stops for her own pleasure, since she can't think about mine while she's doing hers.
That's just very, very
sweet. You bitch!
Three quarters of the way down your penis, or three quarters of the way?
I'm three quarters of the way along.
I see. All right. All right. Well, you know what you got to do, buddy? You got to speed your clock up. So three quarters of the way is liftoff. Here's what I do. You know what I do with the bitches that I move? Here's how I do it. I go, baby, listen to me, baby. Here it comes, baby. Here it comes. 10. Oh, yeah. 9. 8. 7. 6.
There's a fart, right?
Give me a beer, baby. That's what I do. That's what Age Rock all does, ladies. Oh, yeah. I love putting the semen in the mouth. Let me check time real quick. It's 11:53 and 50 seconds. That is 6 minutes and 10 seconds away from the top of the hour show. Let's see if we can pop it in one more quick moment.
You know, people will quit calling
Henry,
me.
Okay. Hey, what's going on there, brother? 15 years old, you got hit in the nuts, did you?
Yeah. I can't get it up.
You can't get up because you got hit in the little nuts there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened, brother? You playing a little soccer?
No, I was on the bus.
On the bus.
There's this girl in the seat, and she told me to turn around.
Yeah, enough said, brother. On the bus, got hit in the nuts. I know what you're saying. I've been there before.
How long ago?
I can't get it up.
Yeah, how long ago did that happen?
All right. Bruce... He's picked them off the air, what he say now, because I got a break for commercial.
Thank God.
Let me tell you something, kids. We're going to take ourselves a quick commercial timeout for those days of identification. Let some of the sponsors have a word. We're going to be back with a ton more show.
You just lost
a
your sponsors.
A ton more show. Stay with us, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to shake a little dew off the lily, and we're going to be right back with more fabulous Love Line after this. Well, there you have it. Another fantabulous night of Love Line in the can. I want to thank Dr. Bruce for coming out here, and Lauren for keeping the Java warm, and of course, Anderson for putting up with Dr. Bruce. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Bruce saying mahalo.
Oh, my God.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.